Jerry Bader Show, 1048. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. No, I have not started my Christmas shopping. At all. Not at all. Which reminds me of something I'm going to dig into after the show. I'm going to try to reach out to the Walker for Governor campaign. They apparently sent a fundraiser email that suggests giving to the Walker campaign rather than buying Christmas gifts. That's what the email appears to say. Yeah, stay home Black Friday and give a gift that will keep on giving, a better Wisconsin. Why get electronics and other toys that'll wear out after a year? I will reach out to the campaign on that and have more on that tomorrow. I just saw it. I need to. I'm not even sure who the campaign rep is, because with these things, you can't call his governor's office. You got to call the campaign. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything. Just that I'm working on it and I'll have something on it tomorrow. A couple of things that to me just brings up a Cold War feel. The family of the American detained in North Korea says he's in good health. The U.S. is urging his release. This is the guy we told you about, the 85-year-old Korean War vet who went to North Korea. They're saying he's a war criminal. They made him admit to war crimes on video. The video's been released. Obviously, he did it under duress. Now, the question is, when will they let him go? Jason said something off the air to me as soon as this story broke. And the Weekly Standard has something on it. Meryl Newman's reminder, don't go to North Korea. That was you, right, that said that to me? Yeah. In recent years, as its regime has been increasingly hemmed in by sanctions, North Korea has encouraged foreign tourists to visit the country. Unfortunately, it's been working. Nearly 10,000 Westerners now travel to North Korea each year. One of them, 85-year-old Meryl Newman of Palo Alto, California, has been detained there for the last several weeks. The problem is, visiting North Korea is an inherently morally suspect act. The regime uses the hard currency gained from foreign tourists to keep its gulag running and nuclear program humming. Sad to say, but those jolly, well-fed tourists taking junkets to Pyongyang and writing breathless travelogues on their return are morally complicit in the human rights horror show that is North Korea. Moreover, as the Mr. Newman situation shows, foreigners are also willfully putting themselves in grave danger merely by entering the totalitarian country. And it's not as though visitors to the country gain any special insight that justifies the moral compromise or the risk. The tours they embark on are utterly stage-managed, following the same turgid itinerary every time. What's more, the tourists are accompanied by minders who ensure that no genuine interactions with everyday North Koreans occur the whole time they are there. One gains much more insight into actual life in North Korea by talking to defectors in Seoul or the United States. Now, he makes two really good points here. Why go at all? For whatever reason, his wartime experiences, visit South Korea. But he makes an excellent point. Ethan Epstein's the author. He makes an excellent point about the moral compromise to go and feed that regime. And that's what you're doing. Tens of thousands of Westerners now travel there every year. All you're doing is prompting up a tin-plated god. Why do that when there are so many other places in the world to travel? Why do that? Other than perhaps, for whatever reason, you'd want to prop it up. Good news, Joe Biden is in Asia. He's going to deal with the Chinese issue. Thank God we have him on the job. Already put his foot in his mouth talking about working women, which has nothing to do with the crisis with China. As you know, the United States and Japan even were in disagreement because of the fly zone, the security zone, that China put up over disputed islands with Japan. We have told our commercial aircraft not to violate it without notifying. And Japan said, no, you fly right through it. But now we're pretty much in lockstep in opposing this. It's turned into this weird game of chicken where everybody's blinking. But this raises a question. The response from the left has been to downplay the military might of China. But China's not really a superpower. Why do they feel they have to feel that? Why does the left in America feel they have to feel that way? China is an economic and military superpower. Why does the left not want to believe that? What does that say about them? They still have to apologize for any communist regime. Nothing has changed with the fall of the Soviet Union. And of course, China is this weird hybrid. They do have a lot of capitalism going on. I can actually understand some people who want to make a buck there being hypocritical. I'm not defending it. I'm saying I can understand it. It's just amazing. Why would the left, no, they don't have nuclear missiles and they don't have a big military. It's ridiculous. Why do you think they're saber-rattling? Why do you think China's doing that? Why do you think China is antagonizing? What's their purpose? U.S. continues to push this. We'll see what happens. Everybody saw the story about the restaurant waitress who said she didn't get a tip because she's gay. And the whole thing is phony baloney now. In fact, she's apparently a pathological liar. Dishonorably discharged from the military and on and on. And at her previous job, she said she had brain cancer. And they raised money for her. Yeah, so here's what you're dealing with here. So what happens is she posts a receipt online and altered it to make it look like she was left a note that she didn't get a tip because she's gay. Well, the people whose receipt that actually was recognized it had been altered and said, no, in fact, we support gay marriage and we would never do anything like that. She has now been suspended. Another classic example of how everybody wanted to believe this right away. And this whole trend of posting service employees, posting receipts online. Most companies have a policy that you will be fired for that, even if it's flattering to the customer. Remember when Peyton Manning left that ridiculously huge tip? And the woman was just trying to say what a great guy Peyton Manning is, and she got fired. And that was a tough one for me, but in the end, I understood this is why. This is why firing her was the right decision. It sucks, but that's the way it is. Restaurants need to protect their customers' privacy, even if they are jerks. This goes back to the topic that we had yesterday about people live tweeting things. You can't have your employees doing this. When I leave a tip or sign a receipt, I don't expect the whole world to find out. And employers just have to start firing people on the spot when they do it. I leave you with this. The CEO of Archie Comics, and I didn't even realize they are still around, is a woman. Her name is Nancy Silberkite. She's 59. She basically inherited the company when her husband died. She's being sued for sexual harassment. Apparently, she has a habit of referring to male employees as, hey, penis. Hey, penis, come here and do this. Hey, penis, come here and do that. There's a fight within the company saying she's mentally ill, and then she's taking the company down. Her counter argument is, white men aren't a protected class. They can't sue me. They're not minorities. They're not women. They have no protection. I can call them penis all I want. Those within the company say she's mentally unstable. I ask you, does that position make her mentally unstable? A liberal? Or do I repeat myself? It's 10:58. You are just 8 minutes from Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.